Hi everyone, this is Karen Earnshaw bringing you a glimpse of the news from the May 4 issue of the Marshall Islands Journal. 2030, is that the decade to depart the Marshall Islands? The lead story states that according to a new scientific report, low-lying islands, meaning the Marshall Islands and other atolls in the Pacific and Indian Oceans, could become uninhabitable as early as the 2030s because of increasing ocean inundations. Marshall Islands poet and climate change campaigner Kathy Jetnokijina called this a terrifying possibility and said the study needs to be taken seriously. The new study said a combination of rising sea levels and wave-driven flooding will cause frequent damage to infrastructure and will irreversibly contaminate island freshwater resources by the mid-century, the period from 2030 to 2060. The study was published last week in Scientific Advances. Thousands of people took the time to celebrate RMI's 39th Constitution Day on Tuesday, with many of them taking part in the walk from the ECC to Delap Park, as seen in the journal's front page picture. A first for the event was that a lot of people carried provided team umbrellas to shade them from the sun. Fortunately, just one person fainted and required medical attention. The Marjo band, Diversity Music, with lead vocalist Chris Person, took out first place in the regional World Tuna Day competition run by the parties to the Nauru Agreement, which is known as PNA. Their song Our Waters is a lively tune which includes the words, "Put our minds to conservation, this for our future generation." The band won $3,000 for their efforts. In a side competition run by MIMRA, the Marshall Islands Journal's Kelly Lorenage won first place in the poetry section for her poem Ode to Tuna. The CMI film crew has shots of the event which will be posted on the pnatuna.com site in the coming days. There's lots more news in the journal. To subscribe to the digital version, go to the website www.marshallislandsjournal.com and click on the PayPal button.